Blog Talk Radio.
Journey into the light. I am your host, Michael Long, and we're so glad that you are here as we are live here on Monday afternoon, evening, depending where you're at in this beautiful world of ours. We're glad you're here. We got a great shows lined up for you all night tonight, so hope you stay with us. Our first guest is award-winning author of 12 books. Namu is her name, and she was born in Baghdad, Iraq, and moved to America, became an American citizen at age 10, and has done so much positive help to so many people, and it's just a delight to have Weem on the show. And starting in the new year, Weem is going to be on a new show that we're going to be talking about topics, political topics in the country and how they interact spiritually. It's really going to be a great show with Joshua Darnell is going to be joining that group. And anyway, more of that to come. Okay. So stay tuned, as they say. So let's welcome Weem to the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me back again. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the new show as well. I'm
Yeah, me
excited about
too.
it.
Very, yeah, very much. but today's show, do you want to, I know time is always tight. Do you want to give people maybe a little overview of yourself? And then if you want to just go ahead and into the topic, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, as I had talked before about my life had drastically changed when I got involved with Lynn Andrews' shamanic school. It's a 4-year school. And I met Lynn because I was having a hard time career-wise in my writing. So I really didn't know what shamanism was. And I didn't know who Lynn Andrews was. But I was led into that path, and it really transformed my life. And I think that's why I try to do what I do in the world is because it's a way of passing it on. So one of the ways that I do that is through my writing, through my books. I wrote a four book memoir series about my experience in the school. It's called Healing Wisdom for a Wounded World, My Life-Changing Journey Through a Shamanic School. And each book covers the year that I was in the school. So in book one, well, Lynn asked that we keep a journal of our experience. And that was the funnest part for me because I had had issues trying to get back into my writing. But with her spiritual teaching, with my mentors, with the courses that were offered that were really just regenerated just my love and interest for writing and just how I saw life in general. So I started journaling again, and I hadn't done that for a while. And so later I transformed those journals into books. And in book one, I'd like to share two things that were really played a big role. And they're tools that really helped me through the rest of the years. And whatever we learned in her school, one of the important thing is, it wasn't just about being in there learning and depending on anybody. The whole process, the wonderful, she called it the school without walls. Person ends up learning in their own home and in their own way. So we can, being independent that way, we don't depend as much on our teachers, and we don't try to duplicate our teacher's life. Each person has their own sacred life that they live, and they have their own path. And so it was wonderful that each person, each apprentice living in a different country, we had somebody from Germany, from Spain, different parts of the world and different parts of the country who we were doing similar exercises and practices and discoveries, but we were all applying it to our lives and how they help us individually. And one of the main things that was really freeing to learn about is what Lynn calls the mother energies. And this is something that's very old. It's the Mayans use this with regards to the different mother energies, and the energies apply to men and women. And one of the energies is called the Great Nurturing Mother, and the other energy is called the Rainbow Mother. And you find a lot of times women or children, male or female, clash with their parents depending on personalities. So you'll find that a mother might be has a strict regimen, is very orderly, critical, very nurturing, but at the same time is controlling. That's what you would call the Great Nurturing Mother, and that's just a built-in tendencies that a nurturing mother has. A rainbow mother energy is the energy of the poet. They're normally the writer, the dancer. They like to live life on the edge. They don't really like to be told what to do. And if they don't use their creativity to produce certain work, if they don't have the discipline for that, they can become very depressed, maybe suicidal, maybe they turn to alcohol, drugs. They just become very depressed because their energies get scattered. And the energies it's not that one is better than the other, one is worse than the other. The important part about knowing what energy you are, the whole purpose of it, is that you can value and respect the other person, your own energy, of course. You can understand yourself better, which is the most important, because once you understand yourself, then you automatically are more embracing of somebody else. And that goes for everything. Once you accept who you are, what your culture is, your traditions, your homes, something about accepting ourselves for who we really are and being loving toward ourselves automatically helps us be more of that to others. So with the mother energies, when you understand what mother energy you are and why you hate cleaning house, whereas, say, your sister just loves it. She loves to be perfect, and she likes to use her china plates when people come to dinner, and you're just, you don't want to cook. And the clash between siblings that could be like that, or even friends, that you're one way and the other is the other way, there's nothing right or wrong about either way. However, because we don't understand that that's part of our natural tendencies at the core, that we are one or the other, with the other energy complementing us. It's not that if I'm a creative person completely, if I'm a rainbow energy, it doesn't mean that I don't have any nurturing energies in me, but it's just the more dominant one is going to be the rainbow energy. So understanding that allows me to be more appreciative to somebody with the other types of qualities. Normally, when you're not understanding the different energies, we tend to be more critical of people that have the other energy, not as supportive. One thinking, well, we should just be completely just carefree, just very creative and not put any, not honoring the nurturing mother, which actually is very needed as well. Most rainbow energy people, like the poets, the writers, musicians, they've had a nurturing person in their life help them be who they are, because otherwise their life would be in shambles. Things would get chaotic because they're not the kind of people that like to have a strict schedule and have everything orderly, whereas the nurturing energy person does like that. A lot of times our parent is the opposite of what our energy is. For instance, my mom is a very nurturing mother. And so she was very strict and wanted things her a certain way. And for that reason, she could not understand me as a writer who just kind of wanted to take flight and things and just didn't really care about the things as much about cooking before I got married, she used to be concerned, oh, when you get married, because she knew this is not really my nature to be on top of things. But ironically, when I got married, because I had lived under her home for so long, I had picked up a lot of her traits. And so I couldn't operate without being very disciplined and being very structured and neat and trying to cook and doing all the housework. But it was very, I put it too much energy into it, wanting to perfect that aspect of me when really that wasn't me. I mean, I work best when things are like that, but that shouldn't be the most dominant part of my life, because at heart I'm very rainbow and I like to write and I like to do things that are very creative, and I allow myself, after I realize what mother energy I am, I started allowing myself to lose myself in that aspect. And it was actually very healthy for me and my home, my husband, my children, because once I owned what energy, once I understood what energy and accepted that, it was very freeing, and I tried to stop being, to fit in into the nurturing mother role that I wasn't. I just did the essentials, the necessities, kept the house and kept my home orderly in order that I can become more of a rainbow, not because that was my goal, was to become more and more nurturing. And again, this applies for both men and women, this energy. And it doesn't really necessarily mean that if I'm rainbow, that I just let everything be a catastrophe around me, not have any schedule. It's just sometimes harder to be in that area. But again, as long as I take care of the basic necessities, then I can focus on my rainbow energies. The other thing that I wanted to bring up, and all this, I have mentioned this before, but again, I'd like to mention the fact that, you know, New Year's coming up, 2017, that show that you discussed, I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited to have the opportunities to pass on what I learned in Lynn's school and through my years with working with different spiritual masters, which one man was in my early 20s. My first teacher was a man from India. And then my next teachers were a husband and wife. The man was Native American and the woman had some Native American blood, but otherwise she was European, and they were also my teachers. And then the last one was recently Lynn Andrews. And so for me, I feel I'm very excited to be able to pass on these teachings, which really helped change my life in a lot of ways. And during this time, which is close to the new year, there's just a different type of energy that allows for people to want to make a change, to reflect, to look within themselves and try to figure out the areas that they need to work on. And sometimes it's confusing when there are certain aspects of themselves that they don't understand. For me, wanting to be a writer so badly, but living in a culture that really praises the nurturing mother energies more, you know, the woman that has her whole home together and she just focuses on that and doesn't really need to pursue a career. It's very difficult and it's sometimes painful when you're going opposite of that because you're not understanding why you're having those feelings while other women are not. And same thing with the males. Some males who are in very restrictive jobs, you know, maybe somebody, he's a bookkeeper, but he really wants to be a writer, and that's not the role that he wants to be in. But it's really, the nice thing about it too is when you know the different energies that you have. So if you're married with somebody with the opposite energy, in one of Lynn's books, she was wondering then maybe one of my first marriages or my first marriage didn't work out because he was nurturing and I was rainbow. And her teacher said to her, well, actually, no, it could really balance each other out when a husband is not necessarily the same energy as his wife. Not that having the same energies wouldn't, but sometimes rainbow doesn't like to have so much control, and the nurturing person does like to have control, and it's really trying to understand that balance. And so a lot of women seek divorce sometimes in an attempt to feel free, but really we can only feel free within. There is no such thing as complete freedom on the physical realm. Nobody can give us that. We can only give ourselves that. And accepting and taking responsibility for that is very, very difficult. But it is true. As long as we are in our physical body, we are not free. We cannot do everything that we want to do. This is just the restriction is part of the experience to allow us to learn and experience what we came here to do. And so if a husband is going to be restricting me in some areas, there is a lesson in that I'm learning. And if I am going to be pushing his boundaries by wanting to live a certain way and that's uncomfortable for him, I too am pushing his boundaries. And he is learning from me as well. And we don't realize this until after that experience. But when you're in the program and as you're learning what energy you are, when something comes up and there's a dispute between you and your husband or whatever it may be, deep down, knowing the two different energies, there's a certain type of peace that happens, is that you're understanding what's happening and you're kind of standing still and being present, knowing that when a certain time is going to pass, you are going to understand what the lesson is. It's not going to be where, you know, lessons take time. Again, this is another thing that I bring up again and again. It takes time for us to learn about ourselves. It takes time for us to learn the lesson of why is our country right now going through what it's going through. There's a reason for that, and could be a very great reason as well. And we just have to not focus on the negative of it. We can bring awareness to it, but deep down to know that there's a purpose behind that, and to play a role in that purpose if we choose to do so. So then we can look also with the energies regarding our children. It helps a great deal once you know of the different mother energies, is that if your son tends to be, you know, like to fool around a lot and just doesn't really like to be disciplined and just wants his freedom in a certain type of way, whereas if your daughter has a more, she's more inclined to having things put in a certain way and organized in a certain way, you're picking up the understanding that, oh, well, he seems to be rainbow energy and she's a nurturing mother energy. And then you cater to their needs based on what tendencies, what energies they have. And that helps you. It makes your life easier because you're not trying to change your son to become what he's not. That's a lot of the confusion with parents, or sometimes when you grow up in a situation where you feel your parents didn't understand you and you're pained by that because they just wanted you, if they see you playing around too much and not caring to have a disciplined lifestyle, they try even harder to discipline you, not seeing that that's not you. Whereas if the child wants that discipline and craves it and feels this is how they want it to be because that's, you know, who they are at heart, and you trying to force them to be overly carefree, maybe they don't want that. And so, again, once you understand your energy, you're able to have better relationships with your spouse, with your children. Not that you're not going to have problems. You definitely will. But they pass because you're knowing that part of what's happening, it's just their natural tendencies. It's not that, you know, they're not right or wrong. You're not right or wrong. It's just some of the tendencies that we have in us. So this is the main, and I was going to talk about something else, but I will leave it for next week, which is the wheel. And the wheel is very important, and I know most people are familiar with Native Americans using the wheel to help heal themselves, to help understand themselves, and oftentimes to even help them answer certain questions about or see a situation or an issue, to resolve an issue. They've even used the wheel, and that's something we can talk about next week.
Okay, well, great. Weem, how can people find you and your books and all of that if you want to get that out there?
Sure. So Healing Wisdom for a Wounded World is available on Amazon, and you can order it in bookstores as well. And my website is weamnamou.com.
Okay, and we have it linked up here on the show page as well. So with holidays here coming up, so we're actually going to be off the next 2 weeks. Next week is the holiday week that we let all of our guests and all of the people that work here off, including myself. And then the following Monday, we'll be into the day right after New Year's Day, which most people are taking that as a holiday. We will see you in the new year. So you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Weem. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. And Weem will be back here with her show here and also with a new show that she's going to be starting, as I mentioned. Okay. So, everybody, please call back in as our next show with Linnea Starr will be starting in just a couple of minutes. So, everybody, call back in as this show is going to end, and we'll see you on the other side.